Neighbors say they are concerned about the city's plan to move the Connect Center to Braidwood Road. A group of neighbors to the proposed project in East Courtenay have banded together to voice concerns about the Connect Center homelessness shelter moving to 925 Braidwood Road. In an interview with The Record, resident Scott Larson said he's organizing with a group of six neighbors. "We feel the process is going ahead without consulting the neighborhood," said Larson. "Our number one issue is a lack of information." After BC Housing this month announced it purchased 925 Braidwood Road for a supportive housing facility and a homeless shelter, Larson said he was surprised. Like several neighbors who have spoken with The Record, he said he's fine with the supportive housing proposal but worries about the Connect Center moving next door. "If you go by the Connect now, our question is if it's going to look like that," he said. "The city is going to have a really big pushback from the neighborhood if that's what it's going to look like." Larson told The Record he met with Acting Mayor Melanie McCollum and City Manager Jeff Garbutt on April 23 to field some questions, and learned the plans for the new project would not look at all like the atmosphere witnessed for the past few years at 685 Cliff Avenue. "This would be due to the purpose-built nature of construction," he heard. "As the intent to manage a shelter would be built into construction from day one, the new facility would include features that are not being used at the Connect Center on Cliff Avenue. This could include details as specific as landscaping," council heard on April 10. Vancouver Island Director of Regional Development at BC Housing Sarah Smith in an update to council noted even landscaping efforts could be included to segregate the property and minimize community impacts. Related. Update on BC Housing Facility proposed at Braidwood Road. The current property at 685 Cliff Avenue is an old commercial building. Just a few feet from Cliff Avenue, it does not make use of such purpose-built features. Another neighbor, Erica Linden Birch, met with The Record on April 19 in a group of eight neighbors. Directly across the street from the proposed Braidwood property, Lyndon Birch also worried that commotion due to the shelter would run off into the neighborhood. "Where are they going to go, if people cannot use drugs inside the new facility? They are going to go into the neighborhood," she said. She added that the nature of shelters means people are continuously coming and going. In the same group of eight residents, neighbor Paul Locke shared similar concerns. He wondered, "With only 40 shelter spaces and 60 supportive housing spaces, and more than 270 homeless people in Comox Valley, will the property see people sheltering outside?" "You've got 3.1 acres here," said Locke of the grassy property. "That can hold a lot of tents." Locke cited Cown. Doug Hillian at council's meeting on April 10 as saying the Connect Center has to turn away people every night. "If it moves near the residential neighborhood and begins turning people away, that could have big impacts on the community." In a statement to The Record, BC Housing noted that the proposed shelter would include built-in security. The nonprofit chosen to run the facility, which has not been decided yet, would be responsible for managing the shelter and the area around the property. The statement also wrote that BC Housing plans to reach out to local businesses and neighbors to share more information this spring. The communication is planned to take place ahead of rezoning the property. Larson told The Record he and other neighbors are forming a group and may hold a press conference to share their views. He did not specify a date. Another neighbor told The Record she was also organizing a committee-type group to give voice to the neighborhood about the proposal. "If they're not going to bring the meeting to us, let's bring the meeting to them," said neighbor Barbara Bird. She complained of not being alerted that the project was being considered until the property was bought. All neighbors who spoke to The Record said they learned of the proposal through social media or the news. Newsletter. Sign up for our email alerts.